This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Monday, a wonderful Monday. Of course, it is Medal of Honor Monday. As always, that's coming up about an hour from now. I'll touch briefly, very, very briefly, on that terrorist attack in Boulder, just because someone emailed something about it. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about this Russia-Ukraine stuff a bit tonight. The Democrat Party's in very serious trouble, and you see more and more of that every day. But that puts the whole country in trouble. We'll do a bunch of email roundups. I'm going to get through as many emails as I possibly can, because I know I'm about to leave you for a few days. All that and so much more coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, the Boulder terror attack. Egyptian dude, an illegal. Okay, Caroline Levitt said this.
This terrorist came into our country under the previous administration. Joe Biden's administration foolishly gave him a tourist visa, and that allowed him to unlawfully remain in our country. This individual should have been deported. Instead, he was welcomed here. And now, 3 years later, after coming to this country under Joe Biden's administration, he is lighting Jewish people on fire who were simply trying to peace.
Okay. So I'm not going to address that part of it because, you know, we don't do mass shooting radio. I just don't do that stuff. This is old enough now that we could talk about it briefly because somebody said this. Jesse, why were they not carrying in Colorado, meaning concealed carrying? Why were they not carrying a weapon? And this is actually what I want to discuss with you right now. And you're going to have to excuse me, but this is the only time I get to spend time with you this week. So we are going to open up the show and you're going to have to deal with Daddy Jesse for a couple minutes. Okay. We all want to be safe. Human beings desire safety. Obviously, we are flesh and blood. We don't want to be hurt. We don't want pain. We don't want to die. We want to be safe and we want to feel safe. And we will take, when you think about it, extraordinary steps to ensure safety or to attempt to ensure safety. You will, I mean, look, maybe you work in the city. You work in the city. Second, you start a family. Where do you go? Suburbs. You still drive to the city. You added an hour commute each day. I did this when I worked in Washington, D.C. An hour. Some days it'd be an hour and a half. Added an hour commute each way. Why? I could have stuffed the family in an apartment in Washington, D.C. We've lived in an apartment before, all four of us. Why? Safety. Too many druggies. Too many murders. Too many crimes. We all want safety. We all do. We all want to feel safe. But we can make a mistake, a tremendous mistake, when it comes to our search for safety. We can pretend we are. We can pretend we are. We can lie to ourselves about how safe our area is. We can lie to ourselves about how many drugged out people are around us. Crazy, violent people are around us. Just got out of prison. Wants to commit suicide by cop. You don't know, and I don't know, who is around you. And on top of that, as a country, I don't like to do, I really try not to do that. It's never been this bad, because that's generally not true, right? It's pretty ahistorical to look at things like that. There have been 1,000 times in life, periods of history, I should say, where it's been this bad. But as a country right now, because of a very focused effort to do so, we are torn up and divided in a thousand different ways. Religion, foreign conflicts that reflect themselves at home. Remember, this was about Gaza and all that stuff. It was about Jews and Hamas and Gaza, and it was about all that stuff. We are divided by race. We are divided by party. We are. I'm not saying we've never been more divided, but we are not a unified, cohesive country. And frankly, it's hard to have a unified, cohesive place of 300 million people because that's a lot of freaking people with different interests and different backgrounds. That's a long way of saying, do you think you walked by somebody today who thought about hurting you? Maybe it just flashed into his head or her head. Maybe you drove by. Maybe they were sitting next to you in traffic. I'll tell you, on Saturday, went to a baseball game, got flipped off on the highway. Dude comes screaming up behind us in the pickup truck. I wasn't driving. I was in the back, but apparently the driver had cut him off or something like that. Pulls right up next to us, middle finger right there at us. What if that was a gun? Car wasn't bulletproof. My point is this. It's really important for you to be aware of your surroundings. And it is important for you to carry something on you that will allow you to stop a bad man. Carry something on you. I can't believe how many people walk through this life unarmed. It blows me away. What are you thinking? At least if you're in a place like New York City, at least you have an excuse because they have so many freaking laws. They'll just straight send you to state prison with a gun, you know, so you have to get a burnout, you have to do other things. But I'm blown away at how many people saunter through life pretending as if there aren't bad men all around you. There are at all times. And if I have to get really direct about this thing, you're telling me a group of Jews gathered unarmed anywhere? I'm not one, so all I can do is from the outside looking in, observe. If I was a Jew, I would probably have protection on me at all times, being as how someone's wanted you dead virtually any period of time or any location throughout history, and it doesn't look like that's going to change anytime soon. And you're telling me there's a group of Jewish people unarmed just demonstrating in public? What? Why? Wake up! There are bad people in this world. Oh, here's some. Todd Lyons, acting ICE director. Not sure if you want to carry a gun or a burner or something? Here's Todd Lyons.
This is have to go out and pick up some of the most horrible criminals that are roaming free in Massachusetts. These are just some of them. A child sex offender that was previously deported, that was released by a local agency, but was back living across the street from a playground. A sex trafficker that was arrested for raping a child that was re-released back into the community. A habitual drunk driver who, in the midst of his drunk driving, kidnapped a child. Theft from, we had one person that was previously deported that was stealing from disabled senior citizens. Not only that, but they got several convicted murderers, rapists, spouse abusers, child abusers, and drug traffickers.
All around you. Oh, but not in my town. Yes, in your town. Let me tell you again. Go look at the sex offender registry for your zip code. Your zip code. They're all around you. It's a very good point. The guy emailed in and said, why weren't they carrying? Unless I have gone through a metal detector, I am carrying at all times. And I am aware of what is around us. All right, enough. Enough of that Boulder, Colorado talk. I'm going to talk about something different. I'm going to talk about the Russia-Ukraine thing as long as we're opening up on a little bit of a heavier note here. I'll get to the Lindsey Graham portion of it in a moment. But in case you were not aware, this thing has been escalating a lot. We are, of course, in the supposedly in the middle of peace talks, ceasefire talks, all this other stuff, but it's been escalating to a level that is uncomfortable. The Ukraine launched a drone swarm attack. I'm not going to sit here and bore you with all the details of it. But they hit Russian strategic bombers. Supposedly hit a nuclear sub or a nuclear sub facility. Lindsey Graham's over there bragging about the whole thing, visiting. We'll get to the Lindsey Graham portion of it in a moment. I just want to remind everybody of two things. Ukraine is not able to pull off a drone swarm attack like that without us, most likely. That's one. Two, Russia would know that. And three, this is the largest nuclear power on the planet. Comfortably. Just, yeah. Let's talk about Lindsey Graham, shall we? Before we do that, speaking of history, many people have had to live through rocky times in their country's history. Can you imagine being alive for that transition as Rome ceased being a republic? All those horrible civil wars, all those murders, all that death. They went from being a republic to having an emperor. What a period of time that would have been. If you lived, wow, think of the book you could have wrote. You know Hillsdale has an online course they teach you for free about that? How sweet is that? Hillsdale College will teach you about that, the rise and fall of the Roman Republic, for free. How'd they get so powerful? Why'd they come apart? Let Hillsdale teach you. More than 40 free online courses for whatever you're looking for. If you're interested in the book of Genesis, the Christian church, capitalism, whatever. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Monday, about 45 minutes away from Medal of Honor Monday. That's always a good time. So I want to touch on the Lindsey Graham story because we're not going to spend a bunch of time on Russia, Ukraine. I want to get to emails, but Ukraine launched a big drone swarm attack on Russia. Russia, of course, has been attacking Ukrainian cities. This thing is not getting turned down. It's getting turned up more personal. They tried to kill Vladimir Putin. That's always going to come with consequences. And then that brings me to Lindsey Graham and Blumenthal, that dork. Two United States senators just went over to Ukraine. Because we're not going to talk Russia-Ukraine war tonight. I'm not in the mood. And some people started doing some digging. Somebody, I don't know his real name because it doesn't reveal it. So all I can say is his name's Aladdin. I want to try to give him credit, but that's what he goes by. But he's been digging through the government records. Government records exposing what this trip cost. Lindsey Graham, Richard Blumenthal, they flew over to Kiev. $400,000 per person. I think it was for one night, $400,000, which prompted people to do more digging. Lindsey Graham has taken so many trips to Ukraine, it has cost you $25 million so Lindsey Graham can go to Ukraine something like 8-9 times. It's crazy the number of times. And if you're curious why the costs are so high, we're talking chartered planes, luxury hotels, not just for Lindsey Graham. Of course, he'll show up with an entourage, unbelievable amounts of security, millions and millions of dollars. And then you start digging through these government forms and the travel on there, it almost looks like he's a food blogger or something like that. You're looking and wait, he's in Milan? Why is he in Milan? Then he's at Kiev. Oh, wait, now he's over there in Korea. And it's always the Four Seasons Hotel has the top floor. I just want to remind you of this fact, and it is a fact. Once you see it, you cannot unsee it. Here it is. Whatever location we're discussing, it could be just a town, a city, a county, a state, or a country, the United States. That particular area has a treasury of some size. I mean, I realize your town may not have an official treasury, but you get what I mean. A bunch of taxpayer money comes into that area, to that government, whether it be a town or a country, whatever. Because they tax, they take a lot of money in. Then people decide they want that money. People decide they want to find a way to get their greedy hands on that money. It can take the form of NGOs, but it always takes the form of politicians. These politicians get elected. Both parties, these politicians get elected. Tiny town, federal government. And all of a sudden, they have that access. They have the keys to the bank vault. And they don't respect it. They don't respect you. They don't care that that's your money. They don't care what they should be doing with it. They are there and they stay there because they have the keys to the bank vault. The bank vault that has your money. And so they stay politicians because they want access to all the things rich people have without having to actually go earn any money. You just stay elected. Why do you think it is we can't get these people out of office? Senators seem to die in office every 6 months. Why don't you retire? Why don't you go away? If Lindsey Graham were to ever go away, he would have to use his own money to do things. And Lord knows he doesn't have enough of it to spend $400,000 luxuriating in Milan and Kiev and Korea and everywhere else. But you know who does have that kind of money? You. The American taxpayer. And so these greedy, money-grubbing losers, they get elected and they don't look at the treasury and think to themselves, wow, that's the people's money. I should be a good steward with that money. I should do right by the people with that money. They look at the treasury and they think, ooh, finally, now I get a little taste. And that's how they live their lives, flying all over the world in 4-star hotels and private jets like their movie stars with our money, feeling like big shots. And they all have the gall to come home and lecture you about something you should be doing. Lindsey Graham, he's not even close to the only one. It happens at the city council level. There's a reason your town city council, they make $45,000 a year and half of them drive brand new BMWs. It happens at the state level. It happens at the federal level all the time. Always finding a way to bloodsuck your money out of your wallet. And it drives me up the wall because it's so disrespectful to the taxpayer. So disrespectful. But they all do it. I take that back. They all don't do it. Many do it. And they stay in there. They stay in there as politicians because that's how you get in the bank vault. Drives me up the wall. Anyway, I'm going to move on. I'm going to start some email roundup stuff before we get to the Democrat Party and talking about other things. Before we do that, I have to tell you that I assaulted a special needs person over the weekend, and I will explain what happened in just a moment. Before I get to that, I want to talk to you about chalk. I'm going to talk to you about feeling good, full of focus and energy all the time. Don't you want to feel good all the time? That's what chalk really is. It's feeling good, feeling rested, almost like your mind is razor sharp. When your testosterone levels shoot through the roof, you feel like a new person because you are a new person. There's a male vitality stack, natural herbal supplements from chalk that will have you feeling awesome, confident. Have your energy good, your focus good. You'll be better at work. You'll be better in every possible way. Natural herbal supplements are the way to go. And I think we all know that now as we look at our current institutions and how rotted they are. Let Chalk help you with whatever you're looking for. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. All right. I assaulted a special needs person on Saturday, and I have to tell you about it. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, about to tell you a little tale from the weekend that I am not proud of, Bob is mortified. To be honest, I'm still a little bit mortified as I take in exactly what happened. But here it is. Just gonna come out with it. We're setting all the politics aside for a moment. I told you I have a son who's a runner and I have a son who's a swimmer. This weekend, we had to venture into hell. Hell known as an all-day sports tournament. Soccer parents will know what I'm talking about. Wrestling parents, baseball parents. You know what I'm talking about. Chris, go ahead and roll your eyes. Enjoy it, bud. You'll be there, bud. No. She's going to do something, buddy. Your daughter's going to do something. I'm going to encourage her to get into something. And you know what's going to happen, Chris? You know what time we were up Saturday while you were all living it up, sleeping in, 6 a.m. 6 a.m. on a Saturday. Drive down to this swimming pool. Don't think that it's some sort of a nice environment. This is going to come into play here in a moment, but it's the metal bleachers that hurt your butt, and you can't. There aren't enough of them, and plus you don't want to inhale all that chlorine, so we had to sit outside the whole time. It was like 92, 93, about 100% humidity. 6-7 hours as he does an event and then sits there for a half hour, does an event and then sits there for a half hour, and you're just sitting there in your own sweat and misery, questioning your life decisions. You understand what I'm saying. Now, on to the incident. I need to clarify that I made a very healthy decision that morning. A healthy decision that came in part because of a bad night's sleep. I didn't sleep that well. I was up at earlier, 5:30, and I decided, you know, if I've got to be there all day, I might as well feel good about myself. I'm going to go work out. I go, grab the weights, work out. And I did leg day. Leg day. I worked out my legs. Now, I don't have the best coordination in the world anyway. But then when you destroy your legs on leg day, obviously your legs give out. They don't work right. It's part of working out. It comes time for Luke to go get in the pool because he has another race. It's very crowded in the bleachers. And there's a grandma sitting there with her, just the cutest kid. I would guess she was 6 years old, 5-6 years old, a special needs kid who had her iPhone on her that she needed it in some way. I mean, I don't want to speculate, but she was special needs, and she needed this phone. Like, that was how they got her to sit there while they were watching the swimming. So you got it. I am 6'8", as you know. I don't like to stand in front of anybody. And even when I sit, I don't like to sit in front of people because I am so big, the people behind me can't see. So we get in there to watch Luke's race. And me, Ob, and James, we get to the top of the bleachers. We kind of move past everybody into the top of the bleachers to sit down and watch the swim tournament. It's all going well. Of course, Ob does this thing that all women do. Dudes don't do it. But they yell at the kids, cheer for the kids when they're in the pool, as if the kid can hear his name. But so the whole time, it's, come on, Luke. Come on. You know what I'm talking about. Only normally at those things, you just sit down and listen, and everything is, go, Aiden. Let's go, Braden. You know what I'm talking about. He finishes the race. I get up. The stairs were occupied, so I had to do the thing where you have to walk down the bleachers, only not the stairs. What, Chris? What? Could have just waited? No. There were people sitting in the stairs. There was no waiting. It was that kind of crowded. There was no waiting. I couldn't wait. And plus, I wanted out, right? It's humid. It's miserable. I take one step down. The second I lift my other foot up, because I'm stepped way down, my leg gives out. Who do you think is sitting directly in front of my knee but the adorable special needs girl with the iPhone? And remember I told you these are the metal bleachers? No one's cheering because the race is over, so it's as quiet in there as it can be with that many people. My leg gives out. and my knee hits the back of this girl. Now, I didn't hurt her, right? It didn't hit that hard, but I'm 230 pounds, a six-year-old girl. Just the sheer weight of my body, it hits her hard enough that she throws herself forward, drops the phone like two levels down, and it's dong, dong, like the whole place can hear the iPhone dropping. I've just assaulted the adorable special needs girl in the bleachers, knocked her phone out of her hand, which of course now I'm scrambling to grab, and I'm saying I'm sorry. And her grandma couldn't have been cooler about it, obviously. She's, oh no, it's fine, it's fine. At this very moment, if you're listening, I'm so sorry. I feel about an inch tall right now, And I hope I didn't break her phone. I don't even know. I didn't even ask if I broke the phone. I don't think I broke the phone. They can take a beating. It was so loud, and I feel so bad. Let's do some emails. Jesse, I'm wondering what Jesse's stance is on all these vaccines. My husband and I are expecting our firstborn very soon. Currently very weary of him getting any vaccines. What did Jesse do with his children? What would he say, the pros and cons? Okay, so I'm not going to tell you any vaccine advice. I will be honest with you and tell you, when we had kids, the vaccine list was not very long. It was measles, mumps, and something. It was just a couple basic things. I don't remember how many were on it. Chris, how many are on yours? You've had kids recently. Corey, something like that. How many? Okay, that's what I thought. Chris said there were like four or five when he did. We did those. We, beyond that, did nothing else. I'm just telling you what we did. I'm not telling you what to do. We do not believe in, we never have believed in, we don't even get the flu vaccine. I think it's garbage. That's just my personal belief. You do what you want. I think the flu vaccine's garbage. Obviously, there were no COVID shots coming anywhere near my house ever. That we didn't mess with at all. We don't mess with any of that stuff. We really don't like medication at all. In the Kelly household, as I told you before, I tell you about chalk all the time. I mean it. That's my first stop. I tell you about Relief Factor. It's the exact same reasons. That medication stuff is terrible for your body. So if you have pain, like daily pain, your back hurts all the time, you know, your elbow hurts all the time, please try Relief Factor. I really mean that because it's drug-free. It goes after the inflammation in a natural way. I believe that all the way. Natural solutions, natural things help the body out naturally whenever you can help the body out. It's just something I believe in. By the way, 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Might as well tell you where to get it. Or relieffactor.com. It really does work. Anyway, back to what I was talking about. We did the basics on the vaccines. We didn't do anything else. Here's what I will tell you. When it comes to medical things, health things in general, not just medical, health things in general, there can be a real paralysis by analysis thing that parents, and not just parents, anybody goes through today. When I say paralysis by analysis, I mean this. If you believe something or want to believe something, there are endless materials for you to consume that will confirm your belief outright today. And it gets very confusing for people like me. I'll make this about me because I go through this all the time. It can be very confusing for an uneducated person like me to figure out medical things because every single article will tell you, oh, did you know that ink pens cure cancer? And the next article is, did you know that ink pens cause cancer? Did you know that you should eat carbs all the time? You know you should never eat carbs? Do you know you should get 25,000 vaccines for your children? Do you know if you give your child one vaccine, your child will die that night? It is endless, without end. And so people look around and they don't know what to do. We can't trust our medical institutions anymore. What are you going to trust, the CDC? This was a long way of saying, I'm sorry, I'm not giving you advice. I told you what we did. If I had to do it over again, I'll tell you this, I would do the exact same thing. The very basics and moving on. The very basics and moving on. I don't trust squat anymore. I'm obsessed with natural things. We have even like a naturopathic doctor that we go see from time to time. It's what I believe in. I do. All right. What happened with Jerry Nadler? Next.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's focus for a few moments on the disaster that is the Democrat Party. Jerry Nadler pretty much exemplifies this before we get to Medal of Honor Monday and more emails and other things tonight. So Jerry Nadler, that scumbag Democrat, one of his aides got handcuffed. Why? Because the aide was a radical, and apparently the aide was getting in the way of DHS as they were doing all kinds of ICE things, getting in the way of ICE. You know, basically, Jerry Nadler had a communist activist inside of his office. Right now, the Democrats are in an unbelievable amount of trouble because I'm not sure they can shift gears. Remember, I told you I think there's going to be a Democrat populist that rises, and I do. I believe that at some point there will be. But man, is that guy, is he going to have to tread, very, very lightly. Because the people who have taken over the Democrat Party, they're the ones holding the power now. And they're the ones pushing all the things that have made the Democrat Party unpopular with everybody.
Which is the party of the middle class has been a huge advantage for Democrats. I have polling from NBC going all the way back since 1989 when Democrats had a 23-point advantage. 2016, a 17-point advantage. But by this decade, we already started seeing declines back in 2022 where you saw that Democrats led, but only by 4 points, well within the margin of error. And now in our latest CNN poll among registered voters, which is the party of the middle class? It is tied. This, I think, speaks to Democratic ills more than anything else. They have traditionally been the party of the middle class. No more. Donald Trump and the Republican Party have taken that mantle away, and now a key advantage for Democrats historically has gone adios, amigos, and now there is no party that is the party of the middle class. Republicans have completely closed the gap.
Headline, Democrats push for free health care for illegals. What has happened inside the Democrat Party, and we've discussed this before, is insane, nasty, self-hating, America-hating women have taken over the party as the beating heart of the party. And so they are controlling every single issue right now, and they cannot be dissuaded, and you can't talk them out of it. They will talk down, you know who these women are, you know how these women are. They will talk down to everybody, and the solution to everything in the eyes of women like that, everyone knows women like that. If you're a woman, you've known women like that. If you're a dude, you probably dated a woman like that. Always lecturing, always scolding, always this, that, not listening at all, and not interested in listening. Interested in browbeating and henpecking you into what they want. You want an example? You want a beautiful example? You want to know what the beating heart of the Democrat Party is and why they're going to have such a hard time changing? Remember, this party has lost men, and you can't win without them. Young men, even non-political men, my sons and their friends hate Democrats. They didn't know anything about Republicans or the Constitution or anything. Democrats are a joke. They're a punchline. They all laugh about them. Why? This is the beating heart of the Democrat Party.
You want to know what I think? I think it's a waste of money. Maybe these guys should spend their money on teaching men to not be such sexists. Maybe that's it.
That was Joy Behar on The View. What were they discussing? Remember we were discussing how Democrats are spending millions of dollars trying to find new influencers who can get young men back, new podcasters and things like that? Well, Joy Behar thinks that's a waste of money. Here's what she thinks should be done.
You want to know what I think? Yeah. I think it's a waste of money. Maybe these guys should spend their money on teaching men to not be such sexists. Maybe that's it.
How do you fundamentally change that? You know what you should do? Nag at somebody. Nag and scold them. That's the thing. We haven't nagged and scolded at them enough yet. If we could just do more nagging and more scolding, that'll get it back. How do you overcome that? And all you thought that little bit from the polling was bad? Listen to this.
So among Democrats and Democratic leaners, 32% say Democrats are the party with strong leaders. I mean, of their own kind, right? 82% of Republican and Republican leaders say that about the GOP. Only 41%
Democrats don't even like their own leaders. Why? Well, half the Democrats think their leaders are too far left. The other half think they're not left enough. But what they've all come to an agreement on is men are evil, especially white men are evil. And we should definitely nag at them and scold them and yell at them for everything and blame them for everything. And if we're not winning them over, that's just because we haven't nagged enough. Remember we used to play those lines because they do it all the time. Obama used to do this all the time. Biden was the master at it. Biden did, I say master at it. It's a really dumb thing to do. Whenever he's asked in an interview why he's not popular, why aren't you popular? Kamala did this too. They always give an answer, some sort of an answer that sounds like, well, the people aren't understanding what we're doing. Or they'll lecture the media. Well, you haven't told them what we're doing. What the people don't understand how great they have it. And what's the underlying message there? The underlying message always is, you stupid idiots, we're helping you, and you idiots don't know how great it is. Or the underlying message is the media. You should be lying harder so these idiots could understand what we're doing. Always. Oh, you have one, Chris? Go ahead.
We need to get the word out on promises made and promises kept. We must get the word out. With so much information, outright lies, and the media that dwells on negatives, the people don't know the progress we've made, but they're going to. They're in the process.
Of course, they can't come out and say it. Oh, it's perfect, Chris, but that's exactly what they do. Well, maybe if the media would be more in the tank for us, then these idiots would know how great it is. Always a lecture. Never an extended hand. Never an explanation of some kind. Always some version of, you're too dumb to understand how smart I am. You're too stupid. You're too that. If you want to spend millions of dollars to win men over, you'd be better off just nagging at them.
You want to know what I think? Yeah. I think it's a waste of money. Maybe these guys should spend their money on teaching men to not be such sexists. Maybe that's it.
If the fundamental bedrock belief of the Democrat Party is that the men are stupid and misogynistic and need lecture, they're never going to win them back, ever. Ever. All right. Enough politics for a few. Let's do Medal of Honor Monday. Next.
This is an iHeart podcast.